Berg, has this slot, this new slot for you, become normal, or is it still awkward?
I think it's normal, Bill. I think it's normal for you. You can't wrap your head around this time, but this is just like normal. I'm going to get my hair cut right now, Bill.
Now, who's open at this hour for haircuts?
Well, the barber shop opens at 8, but I got to go get some cash, and I'll roll up a little bit early, see my boy Brian, talk to him for a little bit, and then get my hair cut.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Nebraska left the Big 12 for the Big 10. It took me a couple of years to, in my mind, every time I'd look at a list, I'd say, why is Nebraska not listed in the Big 12 area? What's up over here? Why? It's the same with you. When I introduced you just minutes ago, seconds ago, I was thinking, am I sure this is right? Is this Berg right here? I was questioning myself.
I prefer it because at the end you always ask me what's up next on the Big 3 roll-up, and half the time we hadn't taped it yet. So now I come on, and the Big 3 roll-up's already out by the time that I'm on.
It's up
this morning at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that works. What's
and now I can tell you what it's all about.
Absolutely. We'll get to that. We absolutely will. What is the latest at Florida State? Any news?
A.J. Duffy committed last week, and we talked about it on the show. And since then, the tone on the message board has been, well, can Florida State sign both their quarterbacks? Because Nico Marchiol was silent for about 3 or 4 days after the A.J. Duffy commitment. Nico is FSU's bell cow recruit, or he has been. Every time a recruit commits to Florida State, Nico is one of the first to quote it and cheer him on social media. And he's been at the forefront of FSU recruiting since he committed on January 21st. It took 3 or 4 days for Nico to say anything after A.J. Duffy committed. The first thing he tweeted to break his silence, it was a Bible verse. And if you listen to the Big 3 roll-up for the last 4 years, you know that typically after a Bible verse is tweeted out comes a respect my decision. Now, we haven't had a decommitment from Nico yet. I've checked with some sources. It sounds like, you know, he's saying the right things, but he's also scheduled this week visits to West Virginia and Michigan State. Typically, you don't see quarterback commitments taking official visits to other schools unless something's up. So we're going to check back in with Nico this weekend, see what's going on. It's been 8 days since A.J. Duffy committed. So all of this is kind of still transpiring, but from what we're hearing, Nico is still solidly committed to FSU, but it is something we're going to watch. May's going to be a little bit slow this month as we prepare for visits in June. It's going to be interesting to see what Florida State does with their official visit schedule because typically they've waited until the season or December to do a bulk of their visits, but it seems like kids are kind of chomping at the bit to get out and see some places because they haven't been able to in so long. So it's going to be interesting to see how Florida State plays this official visit schedule. Besides that, Bill, we're just gearing up for camp season, putting out some lists on Knowles 24/7 and stacking up the visitors. It's going to be a fun summer.
That's a new one. So a Bible verse is also cryptic for leave me alone, I've changed my mind.
Oh, we've been watching this trend for years on the Big 3 roll-up. Silk and Kev and I, myself, we've been talking about it for years. Yeah, typically speaking, and they know it down to the, they know the good Bible verses for decommitments too. I'm not, you know, I'm Jewish, so I'm not as well-read in that, but yeah, typically speaking, it goes Bible verse, and then there's a respect my decision coming up soon.
I got to admit, I like to think I'm out in front of things. I've never thought of that. It's never occurred
watch
to me.
It. Yeah. A transfer, you know, like, you know, now you see a wide receiver has a bad game or something, and all of a sudden he tweets out a Bible verse, and then he's in the portal 2 days later.
John 3:16, please, no more interviews. Something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Josh Duberkel with us on the show. Hey, what is the thinking? I saw a tweet from Brad Powers out of Vegas, and he was tracking returning offensive lines. And Miami has an offensive line returning with a ton of snaps. He's saying maybe more snaps than any offensive line returning in college football since 09. What is the overall outlook on the Canes coming up here, including that little item?
They lose a lot. I mean, you see what they lose in the draft. I think you wonder what Miami has to replace what they lost in the draft because, you know, they did do a good job in the portal. They do have Bubba Bolden back there. I don't know if Bubba Bolden's a first-round draft pick, but he's a hell of a football player. But overall, I mean, Miami's offensive line wasn't that great last year. Florida State returns a lot on the offensive line as well, and I was just comparing it, and I was thinking in my head, well, if they return what wasn't that great to begin with, you hope they get incrementally better. So that's right. Continuity and just a year more experience does count for something. Like I do believe Miami's offensive line is going to be better. They're going to need to be because Derek King's coming off this injury. They lose a lot of talent, but they do still have a lot of talent on offense. Some of their running backs are super talented. I love what they've done there. I think it's a big season for Miami. I think that this is what Manny's third or fourth year. They've been kind of building towards this, and they're going to need a strong offensive line to get it going.
Josh up in London, Ohio says, ask Berg if he thinks Florida State will win at least 7 games this year.
I don't think so. I don't think 7's like, I think 6 is more likely, put it that way. So if I think 6 is more likely, 7's a possibility, but I don't think it's a great possibility.
Jay Cutler's burner account says, ask Berg, now that Bill Gates' divorce news is public, what's the status on the other major power couple, which would be Josh Newberg and Karen? What's the latest there?
We're doing great. I'm trying to convince Karen to move back to Florida. She's having a tough time leaving College Station, but I think she's ready to return, put it that way.
You think she's going to leave Nebraska? You think already?
Oh, yeah. I forgot she's in Nebraska. Why did she move to Nebraska, Bill?
I don't know.
We got to talk more. I got to talk to Karen more about life instead of just,
right,
what we talk about.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. I know. I don't know if Jimbo said, I need you in Nebraska because there's a strategic recruiting area there we need. I don't know. I'm not sure.
He probably said, we need you in Nebraska because we need to recruit here. We got to get you away, far, far away.
That's it. You're impeding our local Houston recruiting. Maybe you could be right there.
What a downgrade, though. You go from the Keys, because that's where it all started, right? Karen Key Largo.
Yes.
You go from the Keys to somewhere in Florida, and then you downgrade to Texas, and then you downgrade again into Brett. Wow. It's just been, what a ride.
From the Keys to Nebraska.
Nebraska. Life comes at you fast, Bill. That's what happens when you jump off the Florida State train.
Well, and here's the other thing. It'd be one thing if Nebraska was winning like Dr. Tom was winning, but they're not even winning in football. They're not even good in football anymore. So what's the point?
Maybe Meemaw doesn't even know that anymore. She just still thinks that Nebraska is a powerhouse.
Josh, tell everybody what is next on the Big Three roll-up.
We talk a lot about the Big Three draft, who went, who didn't, some of the surprises, and a look ahead to next year. We talk some recruiting. We go over the A.J. Duffy commitment. I didn't get to rub it in their face last week. It happened after we recorded the pod. So we do a good bit on Big Three recruiting as well. We get into some other shenanigans. It's a great show. It's out now. The Big Three Roll-Up is streaming on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karen just responded. She's monitoring. She goes, it's 7 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and 2 sons are in Nebraska. So she moved to be closer to them. That's what it is.
That's cute. Well, hopefully she doesn't move back to Florida.
I don't know if she has
no, I'm trying to get her here. I'm trying to get her here, you know? I'm trying to get her here.
I know you're working it. I know you are. All right, Berg, we'll let you get your hair cut. We got a second here. Anything in the stock market you want to point to? Dogecoin or whatever?
I'm thinking about getting out of all my stocks because they all suck. The only thing that is doing good, I told you 3 weeks ago, I was big on Dogecoin, and I felt guilty because it was the only, quote, cryptocurrency that I had. So I took some of my winnings in Dogecoin, and I put it in Ethereum 3 weeks ago. I'm up 42% on my Ethereum, Bill.
It's pretty good. And this market is not last year's market, so that's tough. Yeah, that's good.
Right. I'm losing money every single day that I don't put more money into Ethereum, Bill. That's how I feel.
Now, what is your average cost basis in Dogecoin?
I've been using it as a piggy bank a little bit. Right now I'm at 27 cents. So I was in at 0.07. It ran to 14. I took all my money out. I put more money in when it dipped to like 11. I took all my money out at 33 cents. So now I'm back in at 27 cents, and it's up at 60. So I'm probably going to take my money out and then put a little bit more back in before Elon goes on SNL. I just want to see what happens over the weekend. I don't think Dogecoin is anything I want to be long-term in. I'm just kind of using it right now as a piggy bank.
Now, is this Saturday night is Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, he's on SNL. I mean, right. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, like to the coin. I'm just going to hold on through the weekend and see what happens, and then probably sell it all.
Because when I look at either Twitter or some stock market crypto message board, they're all thinking that Elon Musk is going to get a plug in there for Dogecoin.
Yeah, I think so too. And I don't even know if it matters if he gets a plug in there. Like, what? I just think everybody's going to be watching and buying Dogecoin, and no idea what's going on, Bill.
Wow. All right, Berg, we'll see you next week, man.
All right, see you, buddy.